Nation presents high school basketball.
Bounce pass on the right side to Vanessa Van Kirk. Holds the ball, comes out to Osterhaus, out of Mariah Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be too strong. Rebound, Bergen, her shot couldn't be fouled. Claire Bergen grabs the offensive board and the putback for the Phillies.
Today it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Kissinger at the other end puts a 12-footer up and in, and Jamie has the first two buckets of the ball game here for Minden. Here's a three, Kissinger up and in, barely rippled the net. Jamie Kissinger, 3 for 3, has the first 7 points of the ball game.
Six programs will hoist a state trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln.
Right, Sandy Creek winning by the score of 78-65. Many folks were anticipating a number one versus number two matchup with Wahoo and Sandy Creek. They're going to get to St. Cecilia instead as the Hawkettes, maybe the Cinderella team of the 2010-2011 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia knocking off Ashland Greenwood on Thursday by a score of 52-36, and then played in the semifinals yesterday and knocked off Sandy Creek by a score of 78-65. So John Kyle and the Hawkettes coming to the state championship game with a record of 21 wins and 4 losses on the season. But I'll tell you what, Wahoo is a tremendous basketball team. The Warriors are at 27-1 on the season. Their only loss was in the second ball game of the season. They lost to the team that just won the Class B state championship, the Seward Blue Jays, and they lost to them by 15 points, 65-50. Since then, all they have done is won, and won basketball games big. Wahoo is the team that's coming in averaging 66 points per ball game on offense. They are beating teams by about 30 points. Wahoo giving up only 37.9 on the defensive end. The Warriors knocking off 8th-seeded Norfolk Catholic on Thursday by the margin of 64-35. And then yesterday, beating 5th-seeded Minden in the semifinals by a score of 59-46. Maddie Murren and Sadie Murren are the two leading scorers for Wahoo, and those are the girls that the Hawkettes will have to absolutely shut down here tonight to stay in this basketball game. Maddie Murren is averaging 18 points per ball game for the Warriors. She is a 5'6" senior. Meanwhile, Sadie Murren is averaging 17 points per ball game. She's a 5'7" junior as well for the Warriors. For Hastings Saints to say they've had tremendous play so far during this girls' state high school basketball tournament, Chanel Farmer, she has put 30 points on the scoreboard for St. Cecilia in the two ball games. She was averaging 8.7 on the season. She scored 11 in the ball game against Ashland Greenwood on Thursday. Came back with 19 more yesterday against Sandy Creek. Cherise Farmer has also got 30 points here in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Cherise was averaging 7.7 on the season. She scored 9 points in the ball game against Ashland Greenwood on Thursday and then came back with a whopper yesterday as she scores 21 points in the ball game against Sandy Creek. So the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia making it past the opening round of the state tournament for the first time since 1982, and now in their 12th appearance for the state girls basketball tournament, have a chance to win their 4th state championship. The Hawkettes winning state titles back in 1977 in Class C. They won in 1978 in Class C, and they won in 1979 in Class C. Then they were a runner-up in 1982 in Class C, and ironically, that was the last time they made it by the opening round of the state tournament. The Warriors out of Wahoo, they are making their 5th appearance here in the girls' state tournament. They were here last year, and they were the state runner-up in Class C1. So the Warriors have a little bit of experience, and like we said, this is a tremendous basketball team we're going to see here tonight in Wahoo. One little side note, they are coached by Linda Walker. The main name might not sound familiar, but Linda Walker is actually the sister of Craig Schnitzler. Craig Schnitzler is the head football coach over at Kennesaw, so a little local tie to the central Nebraska area is Linda Walker, the sister of Craig Schnitzler, who's the head football coach over at Kennesaw. She brings her troops back out on the floor here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Good crowd on hand, obviously, for the Class C1 state championship ball game. We have crowned 5 state champions. This is the last one yet to be crowned here with this 2010-2011 season. If you're just joining us, Bellevue East knocked off Bellevue West today in the Class A state championship game by a score of 52-49. Class B was won by Seward just a few minutes ago. The Blue Jays won their 75th game in a row and their third consecutive state title as Seward beat Elkhorn by the score of 70-54. We've got the Class C1 battle coming up next between Wahoo and Hastings St. Cecilia. The Class C2 state championship game was won by Homer as they downed Crofton by the score of 49-45. D1 was won by Howells today, 46-36 over Pender. And the Class D2 state championship was won by Wynot, 42-33 over Hayes Springs. So the sixth and final state champion will be crowned here in a couple of hours at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo getting set to do battle here tonight from the Sports Center in Lincoln. Our game tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also on the ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN in Kearney. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to girls basketball tonight from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And we're back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center as we get set for our sixth game here today. Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo, a matchup with the third-seeded Hawkettes and the Wahoo Warriors here in this state tournament. Wahoo coming in, seeded number one here in the state tournament. St. Cecilia beating Ashland Greenwood on Thursday, 52-36, and they beat Sandy Creek yesterday by a score of 78-65. Wahoo beating Norfolk Catholic 64-35 and Minden 59-46 to get here. The Warriors, a team that are averaging 66.2 points per ball game on offense, are giving up 37.9 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in averaging 57.6 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 36.8 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia, a team that battled during their sub-districts. They beat Central City during the opening round of the subs, 83-32, then had to hang on to beat Grand Island Central Catholic in the sub-district championship game, 39-36, and then their district championship went to the wire and knocking off Columbus SCOTUS by the score of 33-31. The Wahoo Warriors, they beat Bishop Newman 51-50 during their sub-districts, and they knocked off Concordia in the district championship game to get here by a score of 50-41. So your starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for Hastings St. Cecilia, Abby Jackson will get a start. Jackson, a 5'4" senior, who's averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Cherise Farmer, a 5'4" senior, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds per game. Lexi Schmidt, a 5'7" senior, getting a start, averaging 12 points, 6.9 rebounds per game. Tessa Kalupa, a 5'7" senior, she is averaging 6.9 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. And Caitlin Ernst will also get a start here tonight for St. Cecilia, 6 foot junior, averaging 6.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. For the Wahoo Warriors, coached by Linda Walker, they will go with Maddie Murren. Murren is 5'6" and a senior, averaging 18 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Sadie Murren is a 5'7" junior, averaging 17 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Aaron Walker is a 5'4" senior, averaging 8.7 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Caleb Bennett is a 5'8" senior, averaging 6.8 points per ball game, 4.8 rebounds per contest. And then Emily Brodahl is a 5'9" senior, averaging 6.9 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. So we've had the six championship games. We've also had consolation games in each and every class throughout the city of Lincoln today. Class A, third place, went to Millard West. As Millard West down Omaha Central today in a ball game played at Lincoln East by a score of 55-50. It was Holdridge winning consolation honors in Class B. The Dusters over Beatrice, 56-54. Class C1, Sandy Creek over Minden today by a score of 62-45. Class D1, actually C2, consolation game went to Huntington Cedar Catholic, 55-50 over Aquinas. D1 consolation game went to West Point Central Catholic. They beat Chambers Wheeler Central, 67-60. And in D2, it was Lindsay Holy Family over Brady for third place, 53-39. We'll take a break. We've got the first half coming up here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll be back for the Class C1 state championship ball game. The tip-off is coming up in 1 minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All right, we're set to go for the Class C1 State Championship ball game tonight on 1230 KHAS in Hastings, ESPN 1550 KICS in Hastings, and ESPN 1460 KXPN in Kearney. Glad to have you aboard. Class C1 State Championship, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Wahoo here tonight. And this place is going to be a madhouse, I think. St. Cecilia needs to weather the storm here at the beginning of the ball game. Wahoo controls the opening tip. Here's a three-pointer put up from the left side. It's up and in. A three-pointer by Maddie Murren to get things started for Wahoo. So we're 13 seconds into the ball game, and Wahoo is out on top by a score of 3-0. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hawkins shooting to our basket to our left. Tessa Kalupa gets it out to Abby Jackson. Tessa on the wing, lobs it inside to Lexi Schmidt. Works in the lane. Her shot is up there and won't go. And the rebound comes down to Wahoo. This is Sadie Murren with the ball. Sadie brings it into the offensive zone. Left-handed dribble. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out here to Maddie. Maddie Murren now dribbling out here. Picked up by Tessa Kalupa. St. Cecilia going to be in a man-to-man defense. Right side is Aaron Walker on the wing. Top of the key, Maddie Murren. Maddie comes over to Sadie. There's a pass down low. A shot is up and in. They get the ball back door to Maddie Murren. She's hit a three, and she's hit a two so far in the ball game. And Wahoo goes out on top now by a score of 5-0 early in this ball game. Just 58 seconds into the contest. Here's Jackson for three. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sadie Murren. Murren winds her way back up the floor, across the 10-second line. Drives it down the right side of the lane, down to the baseline. His shot is up there. No good by Aaron Walker. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Long pass down to four. They get it to Tessa Kalupa. Drives, shoots, and misses. Rebound comes down to Sadie Murren. Tessa Kalupa misses an easy one right there. Murren comes back offensively down in the corner. Here's Walker. Moves to her left. Walker takes it down on the baseline again. They get it down there to Brodahl, and the shot is up and in. Emily Brodahl scores, and it's now a 7-0 ball game. Wahoo has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in the Class C1 state championship game. The top-seeded Warriors out on top. On the wing is going to be Lexi Schmidt. Comes out between the circles now. That's Tessa Kalupa. Man-to-man defense here for Wahoo. St. Cecilia needs a bucket early. Here's a Caitlin Ernst out to Abby Jackson. Jackson out here in three-point territory. On the wing, Cherise Farmer fakes the three, drives it down toward the baseline, comes back to the free throw line, and his shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt scores for St. Cecilia, and the Hawkettes are on the scoreboard. 7-2 is the score. It took a minute and 7 seconds for the Hawkettes to get on the scoreboard. Murren down the lane. They go down to a Brodahl. Comes back out on top to Maddie Murren. Shot for three is good. Maddie Murren off to a 8-point start here for the Warriors. It is now a 10-2 ball game. Wahoo has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in the Class C1 state championship ball game. Abby Jackson comes over here to Cherise Farmer, drives the ball down the lane, and a foul is going to be called. So Cherise taking the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia. She is fouled in the play here. And now she'll go to the free throw line. She is fouled in the act of shooting. Emily Brodahl picking up the personal foul for Wahoo. That's going to be her first. So Wahoo has hit four out of their first five shots, including two out of two from three-point range. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It is good by Sharice Farmer. Farmer is now four out of nine on free throws here during the state tournament. She was a 47% foul shooter during the season. Morgan Nicklin into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Going out is going to be Caitlin Ernst. 10-3. Wahoo with the lead over St. Cecilia early. Next shot is up there. It is good. So it's 10-4. Wahoo with the lead. And now the Warriors come back with the ball. Sadie Murren has got it now. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Ball poked away by Chanel Farmer. The scramble is on. Murren comes down with it. Rolls it. Abby Jackson picks it up. Jackson brings it back 3-on-1, and the pass will be intercepted. Intercepted by Aaron Walker. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Here's Brodahl back with the ball now for Wahoo. A long-range three is put up there. It is no good by Murren. Rebounded there by St. Cecilia. Sharice Farmer has got it here in backcourt. Being attacked, and a foul is going to be called. Maddie Murren picks up the personal foul for Wahoo. That's going to be her first. Second team foul on the Warriors. 10-4. St. Cecilia down by 6 points here in the first quarter. The Hawkins will play things in here in backcourt. So St. Cecilia comes back. Here comes Libby Kissinger, who's into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. On the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone. Goes to Nicola, back inside to Jackson. Down in the corner, Chanel Farmer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Aaron Walker. Walker dribbling back the other way. Right-handed dribble all the way down to the baseline, and she's going to be called for the steps. She's going to take the ball to the basket, and she's called for the traveling violation there for Wahoo. Aaron Walker turns it away. That's the first turnover on the Warriors here in the basketball game. 10-4 the score just in the way. This is the Class C1 state championship game from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, the sixth game of six here today. Morgan Nicola comes across the top to Libby Kissinger. Libby holds it out here in three-point territory to Lexi Schmidt. Lexi being attacked out here by Sadie Murren. On the wing, Chanel Farmer dribbles it into the paint. Out to Lexi Schmidt. Takes it to the elbow. Her shot is up there, top of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Brodahl. Brodahl now to Sadie Murren. Runs her back the other way. Cuts for the hole. A scoop shot is up there. No good. Rebound Lexi Schmidt. Outlet pass Abby Jackson. Abby having problems with the dribble, and now will hold up. Jackson right there to the right side of the lane. Hands it away to Libby Kissinger. Ball high above her head. Libby looks. Comes over here to Nicola. Elbow left side of the lane. Nicola goes over to Lexi Schmidt right at the free throw line. Schmidt, not Abby Jackson. Jackson hesitates, drives it into the lane, throws it over to Chanel Farmer. Her long-range jumper for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to the Warriors. Here comes Wahoo back with the ball. Aaron Walker has got it. Walker comes to the near side. Murren throws up a three. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Wahoo is now throwing up 4 3-pointers here in the first 4 minutes of the ball game, 4.5 minutes to be exact. 10-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. The Hawkettes are just 1 out of 7. 1 out of 7 from the field here to get things started. There's a Tessa Kalupa. Free throw line extended right side. Comes to Chanel. 4-3. Shot is up there. She buries it. Chanel Farmer hits a three-pointer. Chanel had 19 points in the ball game yesterday against Sandy Creek. And the Hawkettes are back within 3 points. 10-7 is the score. Here's Aaron Walker with the ball now. Walker gets the ball to Sadie Murren. She cuts it down the right side of the lane, and the ball tapped out of her hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Wahoo basketball. Tell you what, the Warriors don't waste any time getting the ball up the floor. They have a run-and-gun attack here. Aaron Walker will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Walker will get things in. They get it right there in front of the basket to O'Brien. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball is going to be tapped out of bounds, but a foul is going to be called. So Caitlin O'Brien just checked in there, and she misses her first shot. And now she'll go to the free throw line here for Wahoo. It's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Morgan Hancock going to the free throw line here for Wahoo. Hancock's free throw is up there. It is good. Or no good off of the back iron. So Morgan Hancock misses that one. Hancock will have one more. 10-7. Wahoo's got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good, so she hits 1 out of 2. 11-7 is the score now. Tessa Kalupa picked up that last foul for Hastings St. Cecilia. 11-7 is the score. Here's Libby Kissinger. Now to Morgan Nicola. Fakes the three. Now drives the ball into the paint. Leaves it over here on the right side. Libby Kissinger. Dribble penetration. Nice pass down low to Chanel Farmer, and she lays it in. Chanel Farmer again off of the bench to score five quick points there for St. Cecilia. 11-9, Wahoo out on top by 2 points here. We're in the first quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. There's a pass deflected. Now it's going to be picked up out here in a traveling violation on Murren. Sadie Murren chases down the deflected pass, and then she's called for the extra steps. A turnover on Wahoo. That's her second of the ball game. And now St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. This is a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. Wahoo 11, HC St. Cecilia 9.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
As we come back, Abby Jackson drives the ball down the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball rebounded by Wahoo. 11-9. The Warriors have a two-point lead here over St. Cecilia. Hancock with the ball. Hancock to O'Brien standing out here in three-point territory. There's Murner. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound. Abby Jackson grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Now the Hawkettes can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Abby Jackson right-handed dribble across the timeline. They get it to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt now to Cerise Farmer to Abby Jackson down in the corner. Tessa Kalupa for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Lexi Schmidt. Sends the ball to Ernst, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Caitlin Ernst goes up with a shot, and she's going to be fouled in the play. And now Ernst will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on the Wahoo. It's going to go on Walker. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line is going to be Ernst of St. Cecilia. 2 out of 5 in the state tournament, and her shot is up there. It's no good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 59% of their foul shots so far this season, 46% from the field, 26% from three-point territory. Into the ball game now will be Sydney Hancock for the Warriors. So Sydney Hancock into the ball game now, replacing Aaron Walker. Next shot up there by Ernst. That's off of the mark. No good. The ball comes to the near sideline. It's picked up by Tessa Kalupa. Keeps the ball alive here now for St. Cecilia. Here's Cerise Farmer. Gets it to Abby Jackson. Now to Tessa out here in three-point territory. Works against a zone defense now. A zone defense here for Wahoo. Tessa Kalupa, jump pass down in the corner. That's Cerise Farmer. Bombs away for three. Her shot is going to be no good. And we got a foul called on the rebound. Lexi Schmidt battling for the loose ball there. And I think Lexi's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's the case. Personal foul number one on Lexi. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia still only 3 out of 10 from the field here in the first quarter to play. Wahoo has hit 5 out of 10 free throws. St. Cecilia 1 out of 4 on three-pointers, and Wahoo 3 out of 5. 11-9 is the score. Wahoo out on top of St. Cecilia. Now here's a ball tipped out of bounds by Abby Jackson. Tipped that baby away from Maddie Murren back here as the Hawkins continue to apply the pressure back here. 1:10 to play in the first. 11-9, Wahoo's got the lead. Warriors out of the basketball. This is Sydney Hancock. Hancock gets it in the hands of Sadie Murren now. Murren dumps it off on the right side to Brodahl. Brodahl with the ball high above her head, sends it inside to Bennett. Bennett is trapped in there, double team, finally gets the ball away. Hancock now back outside to Murren. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound comes on the near sideline, goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Running over here trying to chase it down with Maddie Murren, couldn't get there. So it goes out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. 11-9, the Warriors have the lead. Back into the ball game, Aaron Walker. Walker coming in, Sydney Hancock checking out. St. Cecilia still with a chance to pull ahead here. The Warriors scored the first 7 points of the ballgame. St. Cecilia has not had the lead yet here in this ballgame. Cerise Farmer with the ball to Abby Jackson to get it inside now to Morgan Nicola. And her pass is deflected back out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in right in front of the Warrior bench. Libby Kissinger into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Going out will be Cerise Farmer. 37.9 seconds to play first quarter. 11-9. Warriors have the lead. Libby Kissinger with the ball on the wing on the right side. Stops, goes down in the corner. Jackson, down to Libby Kissinger. Picked up out there by Maddie Byrne of Wahoo. There's a bounce pass to the free throw line. They get it to Schmidt. Down in the corner to Jackson. Her shot for three, no good. Offensive rebound, Lexi Schmidt. Her shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Nicola. Keeps the ball alive now for St. Cecilia. Back out on top to Kissinger. Kissinger down on the baseline to Farmer. Inside to Nicola. Back to Chanel. Her shot from 10 is no good. And now a foul call and a rebound. Three shots in a hole there for Hastings St. Cecilia, and they couldn't convert. Finally, a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Morgan Nicola. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number three on St. Cecilia. So the team fouls are even. 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Walker gets the ball to Sadie Murn. She drives it down the left side of the lane. Loses control. It's picked up here by the Warriors. Here's a shot. It's going to be good, but it won't count. Maddie Murn, it was no good. All right. It rattles the net. It was no good, but it wouldn't count it anyway. Way after the horn. So the first quarter in the books. And a score at the end of one quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Wahoo. It's Wahoo 11. Hastings St. Cecilia 9.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
A field goal. The two teams combined for the last 2 minutes and 47 seconds without scoring a point. 11-9 is the score. Wahoo has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes look for their fourth state championship in girls basketball. So ahead to the second quarter. St. Cecilia will have it. Hawkins still have not had the lead here in the ball game. They can do it right here with a three-point field goal. Morgan Nicola comes over to Chanel Farmer. Thought about the three. Sends it down in the corner. Libby Kissinger behind the screen. Comes back out here into three-point territory. Libby down on the baseline. Abby Jackson with the ball now. Abby on the dribble out here in the three-point territory. Sends it to the right side. Chanel Farmer dribble penetration. Throws up a little 12-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Wahoo. Here come the Warriors back the other way. Maddie Murn, left-handed dribble. Murn moves it to the right side of the floor. Gives it now to Sadie. Sadie Murn picked up out here by Abby Jackson. Down in the baseline to Maddie Murn. Dribbles to her left. Fires up a shot. No good. Long rebound comes to the Coffin corner. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So Wahoo got out to a quick start. They have not hit a field goal for over 5 minutes and 40 seconds now as we're in the second quarter. 7 minutes and 15 seconds to go until halftime. Wahoo has got a 2-point lead over St. Cecilia, 11-9. Libby Kissinger with the ball now. Libby goes on a high post. They get it to Caitlin Ernst. She dribbles, comes across the top to Cherise Farmer, dribbles in the paint there, bounce pass to Lexi Schmidt. Now down low, Ernst grabs it, her shot is up there, it's no good, and she's fouling the play. Emily Brodahl picking up the personal foul for Wahoo. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Caitlin Ernst to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Ernst, 0-2 from the free throw line so far in this ball game. She's 2-7 for the state tournament thus far. She'll have two shots here, and she misses this one. Caitlin Ernst will have one more. Ernst has had games of 9 and 9 points so far in the state tournament against Ashland Greenwood and Sandy Creek. Caitlin Ernst will have one more free throw. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls out for the front iron. No good, and the rebound comes down to Bennett. So a pair of missed free throws there. Back the other way comes Wahoo. That's Maddie Byrne. Back outside. A three-pointer put up there. No good by Walker. Long rebound comes to the near side. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Wahoo. So the Warriors will play things in. We've got 6 minutes and 47 seconds to play now here in the second quarter. It's still an 11-9 ball game. It's been a while since anybody has scored here in this one. Here's a Sadie Byrne with the ball now. Sadie goes to the far sideline to Aaron Walker. Walker sends it down to the baseline to Maddie Byrne. Circles around, takes it down the lane, kicks it back out. Here's Sadie Byrne. A three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ernst. Ernst has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger hustles into the forecourt. Now to Sharice Farmer. That's a Sharice with the ball down the right sideline. They lob it inside. Caitlin Ernst has got it. Works for position. Goes for the basket and scores. Caitlin Ernst scores. And St. Cecilia has come back to tie things up now at 11 points apiece. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play, second quarter. Back outside, here's a long-range jumper put up there by Walker. No good. Rebound, Lexi Schmidt. Lexi gets to the Sharice Farmer. St. Cecilia can grab their first lead with a bucket right here. Lexi Schmidt has the ball stripped away. It's loose down on the baseline, and a jump ball is called. Schmidt tied up on the play there. As the ball was knocked loose, Bennett got down there to tie her up. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Wahoo, so there'll be a turnover on St. Cecilia. They're second in the ball game. Morgan Nicola comes into the ball game now for Lexi Schmidt. We're tied up at 11 points apiece. Wahoo's got the ball. Sadie Murn has got it now. Sadie picked up back in backcourt by Sharice Farmer. There's a long-range jumper from the left side. Good three-pointer. Maddie Murn hits a three-ball. She's now got 11 points. 11 out of the 14 points that Wahoo scored in the ball game. Brodahl has got a field goal. Hancock has got a free throw. Other than that, it's been the Maddie Murn show here tonight. There's a Sharice Farmer. Circles around, takes the ball in the lane and scores. Sharice Farmer scores there for St. Cecilia. Now we're tied up at 13 points apiece. In the second quarter, here's Sadie Byrne with the ball. Gets around Abby Jackson. Byrne on the wing on the right side. Out there in Walker. She holds the ball, and that is Sadie Byrne. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. There's Walker on the wing on the right side. Back out to the top of the key. Maddie Byrne with the ball now. Maddie to Sadie. Backdoor pass. They get it to Maddie Byrne. She can't go for the shot there. Against Sharice Farmer, back out on the wing. Bennett throws up a three. Her shot no good. Long rebound goes to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Wahoo basketball. Last touch there by the Hawkettes. Chanel Farmer comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. John Kyle continues to rotate his players in there, keep them fresh here. 5 minutes to play in the first half. St. Cecilia trailing Wahoo by a point, 14-13. Down on the baseline is going to be Bennett trying to drive. It's cut off there. Nice job defensively by the Hawkettes. The pass comes back out on top to Sadie Murn. Brings it back here to Aaron Walker. Holds the ball in three-point territory. Out of the top of the key to Caitlin O'Brien, who's into the ball game. O'Brien now to Walker. Picked up out there by Sharice Farmer of St. Cecilia. Walker dribbling to the ball, trying to get away. Sharice right in her face defensively. Out to Maddie Byrne. Byrne picked up by Chanel Farmer. Spins away. Drives the ball down the lane. Throws it down in the corner. Now back outside. A three-pointer by Byrne. And the ball is stuck. The ball is stuck between the rim and the backboard. Obviously, the shot no good, and they'll knock that down. St. Cecilia will get the ball. We've seen some strange things in the state tournament the other day. We saw a free throw that just hung on the back iron and just stayed there. Just hung on the back lip, and it just stayed there. The fans were cheering behind the basket to try to get it to drop down through the hole, but eventually the referees had to get a ball to knock it down. But I've never seen that before. Free throw just stuck up there on the back iron. Here's St. Cecilia back with the ball. Abby Jackson down on the baseline to Schmidt. Her shot is up there and in. Lexi Schmidt scores on a short jumper from the left side, and St. Cecilia has got the lead here in the state championship. 15-14. It comes with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. This is the first lead of the ball game for St. Cecilia after Wahoo jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Aaron Walker with the ball now for the Warriors. Gets away. Comes over here to Hancock. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound down Chanel Farmer. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson pulls up. Three balls up there. It's short. Rebound. Morgan Nicola back out to Jackson. St. Cecilia with a 15-14 lead. Here's Chanel Farmer calling for the ball. Throws up a three-pointer. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to O'Brien for Wahoo. O'Brien gets the ball ahead to Sadie Murren. Murren into the forecourt now. Right-handed dribble as she works against Jackson. Here's Hancock with the ball. Top of the three-point circle. Gets it to the top of the key. Now to O'Brien. Sends it down to the left side. Driving for the hole is going to be Walker, and she's fouling the play. Aaron Walker is fouling the play here. It's going to go on Jackson. As St. Cecilia's, the Wahoo fans coming alive to our left. 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here in the Class C1 state championship game. It is 15-14. Hawkins with the lead. Wahoo plays it in. Hancock dribbles left to right across the lane. Hands it now to O'Brien. O'Brien brings it back to Hancock, trying to drive it. Can't do it down here on the baseline. Lobs it back out here to Sadie Murren. Entry pass to Hancock. Turns around right at the elbow. Drives it to the hole against Schmidt. She's fouling the play. And Hancock will go to the free throw line now for Wahoo. Fouling the play by Lexi Schmidt. That is the second foul on Lexi. Hancock just seeing some playing time here in the state tournament after being injured during the state softball tournament in Hastings. After Wahoo won the championship on a celebration, Morgan Hancock tore her ACL while she was celebrating the state championship. She's been out all season long and got back here and played here in the state tournament. Now she's playing here against St. Cecilia. She misses her first free throw and hits her second one. So she's now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Wahoo comes back to tie things up at 15 points apiece. Abby Jackson now for St. Cecilia gets it to Caitlin Ernst. Ernst, left side of the lane. There's a pass deflected away from Kissinger. It's into the backcourt. Now we got an over and back violation. So evidently it was not deflected away. Libby just lost the ball there into the backcourt. An over and back violation on the Hawkettes. Third turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. The Hawkettes hitting 6 out of 16 from the field so far for 37%. Wahoo is at a 6 of 19 clip now, cooling down a little bit. They're down to 31%. Wahoo has got the ball now. Hancock has got it. Moves the ball down on the baseline. The burn, her shot's going to be partially deflected, and it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Wahoo basketball. So Wahoo will play things in. Aaron Walker will play it in here for the Warriors as she holds the ball. Lobs it into the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by O'Brien. Rebound comes down here to Hancock. Hancock back outside to Sadie Murren. Byrne takes it to the left sideline. A long-range three is put up there by Aaron Walker. No good follow shot. Up there, no good by O'Brien. The ball goes out of bounds, and Wahoo again is going to play it in. So Wahoo getting third and fourth chances at the hole here. Wahoo will play things in. Just to the left of the basket. Here's a shot taken down there by Hancock. It's up and in. Morgan Hancock scores, and now here's a steal back here. The Warriors get the ball in a turnover. Maddie Murren picks it off. Maddie now with the ball at the top of the key. Now she's being pressured out here, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes turn it away for the fourth time. And now Wahoo has got a two-point lead over the Hawkettes. It is 17-15. We're in the second quarter here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Only 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Maddie Murren will inbound the ball. Comes out here near the 10-second line is Sadie Murren. Now Hancock has got it out here in three-point territory, just left of the lane. Two-handed pass comes over here to O'Brien. Ball high above her head. Drives the ball toward the hole. Stops. Pass deflected. Picked up by Libby Kissinger. A turnover on the Warriors. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Chanel Farmer. And she's going to be hit on the play here by Sadie Murren. Murren picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul, number 5 on the Warriors. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa coming in, Schmidt coming in, Ernst going out, also Morgan Nicola checking out. So now Farmer playing things in. Cherise Farmer, top of the key, a three-pointer. It's up there, it's no good. Rebound chased down here by Sadie Murren. Murren runs her back the other way, back to the center of the floor. Left-handed dribble, switches hands to her right, drives to the hole, and the foul is going to be called as she goes up for the shot. Sadie Murren taking the ball right up the floor there for Wahoo. She is fouling the play here by St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Tessa Kalupa. Second foul on Tessa. Going to the free throw line, Sadie Murren. Wahoo 17, Hastings St. Cecilia 15. A minute and 45 seconds to play. And a free throw is up there. It is good by Sadie Murren. That's her first point of the ball game. She has scored 18 points in both of the games so far here in the state tournament against Norfolk Catholic and Minden. Next shot is up there. It's good. It has been Maddie Murren has done a lot of damage here for Wahoo here in this ballgame. She's got 11 points. And now Wahoo has scored the last 4 in the ballgame. It's 19-15. After St. Cecilia had it tied up at 15 points apiece. Lexi Schmidt right at the free throw line, hands the ball away. Driving down the left side of the lane is going to be Cherise Farmer. Her shot no good. Rebound Wahoo, but here's a pass that's going to be picked off by Jackson. The fourth turnover on Wahoo. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball and now driving for the hole is Schmidt. She's knocked down and a foul is going to be called. We've got to find a new spot for this referee on the near sideline to stand. He has parked his body right in front of our broadcast facility. Lexi Schmidt will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Her first free throw of the night is up there and in. Schmidt now 2 out of 2 on free throws here during the state tournament. She was a 70% foul shooter during the season. Schmidt has got games of 6 and 7 in the two games, respectively. Next shot is up there. It's good. St. Cecilia now back within 2 points at 19-17. Schmidt checks out. Here comes Ernst back into the ballgame. So a minute and 19 seconds to go. St. Cecilia down by 2 points here. Aaron Walker has got the ball. Walker drives it down the right side of the lane. Jump pass goes to Hancock. Back outside now. Matty Byrne has got the ball. Now they send it back inside to Hancock. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. O'Brien, her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So now Wahoo winning the battle on the boards against St. Cecilia. They're getting second and third opportunities, and Caitlin O'Brien now goes to the free throw line for Wahoo. Wahoo leading the rebounding war so far, 19-14. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there, no good by O'Brien. She'll have one more. O'Brien scored 5 points in the ball game Thursday against Norfolk Catholic. Did not score yesterday in the contest against Minden. Caitlin O'Brien will have one more. The second shot is up there. Just rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Trapped along the baseline. Gets the ball away. Abby Jackson now down the right sideline for St. Cecilia. Pulls up on the wing. Takes a three ball and hits it. Abby Jackson throws up a three ball for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes are out on top. St. Cecilia 20. Wahoo 19. Here's Aaron Walker back with the ball now for Wahoo. Gives it to a Maddie Byrne. Being attacked out here by Chanel Farmer. Maddie Byrne. A pass down on the baseline, driving that baseline, throwing up a shot, it's blocked down, and a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. Aaron Walker drives the baseline from the left corner toward the goal there, and she's going to be going to the free throw line now. A personal foul is whistled there on St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson commits the personal foul. That's going to be her second. But check that. Morgan Nicola is going to pick up the foul. That's going to be her second foul. There's a shot from the free throw line. It rattles out of there. No good. Aaron Walker at the free throw line. She'll have one more. So St. Cecilia's got the lead, gang. It is 20-19 in the second quarter of the Class C1 state championship. Next shot is up there. It is good. And we're tied up at 20. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger. 34.2 seconds to play. St. Cecilia 20. Wahoo 20. Libby Kissinger will inbound the ball. Sharice Farmer has got it now. Sharice. Right-handed dribble in the offensive zone. Wahoo still in a man-to-man defense. Chanel Farmer has got it now. Chanel dribbling with the ball. Sends it to the high post. It's going to be picked off. O'Brien has got the ball. As she dribbles down the floor, her running layup is good. Caitlin O'Brien gets the steal as she took that ball away from Morgan Nicola. Wahoo has got a two-point lead. Here comes Jackson with 10 seconds to play. Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Dribbling with the ball now behind a screen from Sharice Farmer. Gets around, circles down the left side of the lane. Then Nicola, her short jumper is up there and in. Morgan Nicola scores, and that's the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here in the girls' Class C1 state championship. I think St. Cecilia has weathered the storm here. They needed to get off to a good start tonight against Wahoo, and they have exactly that. We have reached halftime, and we're still tied. The score at halftime is Hastings St. Cecilia 22, Wahoo 22. Back in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Mike Will back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. The Class C1 state championship, Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo are tied at 22 points apiece. Wahoo got out to a 7-0 lead in the ball game here today. St. Cecilia got their first field goal of the ball game at the 5:53 mark. That made the score 7-2. Wahoo got out to a 10-2 advantage. St. Cecilia came back and pulled within 2 points at the end of one quarter, 11-9. The Hawkettes tied it early in the second quarter at 11 points apiece with 6:14 to play. We were tied up at 13, and St. Cecilia had their first lead of the ball game at 15-14 with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play. We were tied up at 15, and now we're tied up at 20. Here at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo doing battle here in the Class C1 state championship ball game for you tonight here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So it's 22-22, Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo. We'll get more, get some numbers for you here at halftime as we continue in 1 minute.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Put your car or truck back to factory stakes. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
All right, back here in Lincoln, the sixth championship game of the day here. Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo are tied up at 22 points apiece. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half, Wahoo is 7 out of 25 from the field for 28%. The Warriors have hit 3 out of 12 on three-pointers for 25%, and they are 5 out of 9 from the free throw line for 55%. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 8 out of 20 from the field for 40%. The Hawkettes are 2 out of 8 on three-pointers for 25%, and they have hit 50% of their free throws, 4 out of 8. Rebounds right now, Wahoo has got 19, St. Cecilia has got 15. But we are tied up on the scoreboard, 22-22, Wahoo and Hastings St. Cecilia here in the Class C1 state championship ball game tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Take another 1 minute timeout. We'll be back right after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Back here in Lincoln at halftime, 22-22, Wahoo and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Checking his scoring in the first half, Maddie Murn is leading the way for the Warriors so far. She has got 11 points in the basketball game. She has hit 3 out of 5 from three-point territory. She is 4 out of 7 overall. Maddie Murn leading the way for Wahoo with 11 points. Morgan Hancock has come off the bench to hit a field goal, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 4. Sadie Murn has got a couple of free throws. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 2 points in the ball game. Emily Brodahl has got a field goal for 2. Caitlin O'Brien has got a field goal and 2 points. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Aaron Walker is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 1 point here in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is being led by Lexi Schmidt. She's got 6 points here in the game. Chanel Farmer has got 5. Farmer has got a 3-ball and a 2-point field goal so far in the ball game. Other scores here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer has got 4 points on a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers, we see Abby Jackson has got a 3-pointer. She got 3 points in the ball game. Morgan Nikla has got a field goal for 2, and Caitlin Ernst, a field goal, 2 points. She is 0 out of 4 from the free throw line. Hastings St. Cecilia 22, Wahoo 22, the Class C1 State High School Basketball Championship here tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium fairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Back at the Sports Center at halftime of the Class C1 State Championship ball game. Wahoo and Hastings St. Cecilia tied up at 22 points apiece. Interesting character in the old audience tonight, Lieutenant Governor Rick Sheehy on hand. Rick, so far so good here. Good ball game here.
Hey, so far so good. 22-22 at halftime. You know, St. C being my alma mater, Wahoo being the governor's alma mater, we're both here dressed to the T's tonight.
Is this a dress just for this occasion? You got a tuxedo and a whole ball of wax on here.
Tonight we were celebrating Nebraska statehood dinner. You know, Nebraska became a state March 1st, 1867, so tonight was a dinner at the Capitol. The governor said, Lieutenant Governor and I have some important business to go take care of. We got to get to Devaney for the Class C1 championship.
You don't have any side bet on this baby here. You still got a chance here at tied up at 22 at halftime.
No, we don't. You know, we're just both very proud of the way both our teams are playing. And, you know, at the end of the night, you know, somebody's going to be first, somebody's going to be second. But this first half, they've just played great.
You're a big basketball fan. You've been around to a lot of the games that we have seen here in Hastings and around the area. It's nice to get here at the Devaney Center. Maybe a surprise for the Hawkettes.
Well, you know, I think it is. During the season, I don't get out to see many basketball games. But it's nice to come. My brother-in-law, P.J. Henry, is an assistant coach. And so really it's just fun to be able to come and watch and really see people from Hastings.
No doubt about it. A good crowd on hand here at the Devaney Center here tonight. So the Gov is here. You are here. And we got to, 16 minutes of basketball to decide this thing, huh?
Well, we do. And, both teams have been playing very hard these first two quarters. And they're going to play lights out, I'm sure, here in the second half.
Okay, thanks for stopping by. Lieutenant Governor Rick Sheehy on hand along with the governor. We get both big men here at the ball game here tonight with Governor Dave Heineman, a Wahoo native, and, of course, Rick coming from Hastings, both on hand here in the audience here tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 22-22 is our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo, we've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS, on ESPN 1550 KICS, and on ESPN 1460 in Kearney. We'll have more right after this 1 minute timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
All right, back here in Lincoln as we get set for the second half. Our state tournament coverage this year brought to you in part by Seth Johnson. He is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table at a backyard barbecue in the local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. And best of luck to all the area athletes of this year's Girls State High School basketball tournament. Our game tonight also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Hastings College, of course, the winner of the GPAC Trophy, all sports trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So some great basketball games played here at the Sports Center here today. Bellevue East winning in Class A. Seward winning in Class B today. The Class C2 state championship was won earlier today by Homer as they knocked off Crofton. Class D1, Howells winning over Pender. And in Class D2, it was Wynot winning the state title. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to add a title to their victory string here. We are tied up at 22 points apiece as we begin the third quarter here at Devaney. Wahoo's going to have the basketball first to begin this third quarter, driving down the lane. They kick it down in the corner of the right side. That's Murren with the ball. Sadie Murren, her three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Aaron Walker. Walker comes out to Maddie Murren. Now back inside. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Brodahl. Rebound is loose. It's in the lane. It's picked up by Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt sends it to the far sideline out to Abby Jackson. Gets the ball ahead to Cherise Farmer. Back out to Abby Jackson. Circles around in the lane. Comes over here to Tuscaloosa. Bombs it back inside. Here's a shot taken by Ernst. No good, and she's fouling the play. Kalupa sends the ball inside to Caitlin Ernst, and Caitlin goes to the free throw line here for the Hawkettes. We're in the third quarter. The girls' Class C1 State High School Basketball Championship, 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play. We are tied at 20. Ernst throws up a free throw. It's good. Ernst now 1 out of 5 from the stripe here tonight. So Caitlin Ernst will have one more shot. Dips the knee. Shot is up there. It's good. Ernst hits a pair. And St. Cecilia has now got the lead over Wahoo. It is 24-22. Here comes Wahoo back with the basketball. That's a Sadie Murren now. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's loose down here in the baseline. Wahoo tries to save, but they do. Brodahl keeps the ball in play here down in the corner. That's going to be Aaron Walker. Now a timeout's going to be called. A timeout going to be called here by the head coach for the Wahoo Warriors, trying to save the possession. That is Linda Walker. So we got a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. 7:04 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 24, Wahoo 22.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Put your car or truck back to factory stakes. Estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
All right, play is back in. Wahoo has got the ball. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 24-22. St. Cecilia with the lead. Sadie Murren has got the ball now. Murren comes over here to Caleb Bennett. Goes back to the right sideline. That's going to be a Walker with the ball. Puts up a little 10-footer. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Brodahl. Her shot no good. And another rebound comes down to Bennett. Bennett now to the right side to Murren. Her shot is up and in. Maddie Murren throws one up there. A three-pointer by Maddie. Wahoo again getting second and third chances at the hole there. Maddie Murren throws down a three. And the Wahoo Warriors now have a one-point lead over St. Cecilia. 25-24. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson dribbles into the lane, kicks it out. Here's a shot by Tessa Kalupa. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Ernst has got it. She loses it. It's picked up by Alexi Schmidt. Now to Jackson for three. Bingo! Abby Jackson throws up a three from the top of the key. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is out on top again. The Hawkettes 25 and Wahoo. Rather, St. Cecilia 27. It should be Wahoo 25. Here's a three thrown up from the top of the key. Good, Caleb Bennett. Caleb Bennett comes back down for the Warriors. 28-27. Abby Jackson now for St. Cecilia. Jackson, two-handed pass, comes out on top. Cherise Farmer brings it back to Jackson on the wing. Abby holds the ball back out on top. With the basketball now is going to be Tessa Kalupa. Now to Jackson. Entry pass, Lexi Schmidt. Bounce pass to Ernst. Ernst holds on to the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top again. That's going to be Tessa Kalupa. Drives her shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Maddie Murren. Murren runs back a three-on-two break. Right side, Sadie Murren. Goes back to Maddie. Inside shot. Good. Maddie Murren now with 16 points in the ball game, and Wahoo goes back out to a three-point lead, 30-27. Here's Tessa Kalupa. Not Alexi Schmidt. Alexi double team. Comes out now to Abby Jackson. Abby holds the ball now. Works against this Warrior man-to-man defense. Left wing, they get the ball to Lexi Schmidt. Lexi holds on to it. Now to Kaylin Ernst. Ernst pops the ball down low, and she throws it out of bounds, trying to get it down near the Cerise Farmer. The ball was thrown out of bounds. The sixth turnover on St. Cecilia. Nicola comes in for Ernst. We're also going to see Chanel Farmer and also Libby Kissinger into the ball game. 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're in the Class C1 state championship ball game tonight. St. Cecilia trailing Wahoo by the score of 30-27. Caleb Bennett with the ball now for the Warriors. Comes out to Murn. This is Sadie Murn. Dribbles behind her back. Takes it down on the baseline to Bennett. Drive shot up and in. Caleb Bennett scores. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and now the Warriors have opened up a 5-point lead over St. Cecilia. 32-27. Abby Jackson with the ball. Now to Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia needs a field goal. Inside to get it to Nicola. Now a foul is going to be called. Morgan Nicola is fouled on a play here. It's going to go on Walker. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Warriors here in the second half. St. Cecilia will inbound. Chanel Farmer comes out now to Libby Kissinger. Libby, right side. Abby Jackson with it now. Abby holds onto it, puts it on the floor, dribbles. Goes to Chanel Farmer. She drives it toward the hoop. Dumps it away now to Nicola. Short jumper good. Morgan Nicola scores. She's now got 4 points in the basketball game. 32-29. The Hawkettes staying right with. This is a 27-1 ball clip from Wahoo. There's a shot down low, and it's going to be no give, and a foul is going to be called. They work it down to Caleb Bennett, and she is fouled in the play. And Bennett will go to the free throw line now for Wahoo. Lexi Schmidt picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. To the top-seeded Warriors in a tussle here tonight. Bennett at the free throw line. Her shot good. Bennett now 6 points in the basketball game. 33-29. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one in the third quarter. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's around the rim and down. Caleb Bennett hits a pair of free throws. And now Wahoo has got a 5-point lead again, 34-29. Cherise Farmer back for St. Cecilia. Stops at the top of the key. Cherise bounce pass. Goes to Caitlin Ernst. The ball tipped away. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Nicola. Morgan Nicola with the ball down on the right side now to Libby Kissinger. Cross-court pass. Goes to the far side, picked up by Cherise Farmer, drives the ball into the painter shot. It's up there. It's good. Cherise Farmer gets the field goal to go down. She's got 6 points. 34-31. Wahoo with a 3-point lead, and the Warriors lose the ball out of bounds, but they say it was tipped out. It was tipped out by Cherise Farmer. John Kyle was pointing the opposite direction. The officials did not agree. 3:41 to play here in the third. The Warriors have a 3-point lead over St. Cecilia. 34-31. There's a Maddie Murn with the ball. Maddie dribbling the ball here in backcourt against Libby Kissinger. Approaching the midcourt stripe. Hops into the offensive zone. Maddie Byrne on the dribble here. Takes it to the right side to Aaron Walker. Walker holds onto it there against Chanel Farmer. Trying to drive it. Now leaves it down in the corner. Back inside. Here's a shot taken by Walker. Good. Aaron Walker scores for Wahoo. That's her first field goal. She's got 3 points. And now the Wahoo Warriors lead by 5 points again. 36-31. Here's Cherise Farmer in the lane. Goes for the basket. Shot good. Cherise Farmer scores. She has got 8 points in the ball game. 36-33. Wahoo leading by three. 3 minutes to play now in the third quarter. With the basketball is Aaron Walker. She gets it to Sadie Murn. Murn out here in 3-point territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops and pops from 15. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Bennett. Bennett in the lane now to Walker. Shot's no good, but she's fouled on the play. Boy, Wahoo doing the job on the board so far tonight. Officially 22 rebounds for Wahoo in the ball game. 17 for St. Cecilia. Warriors getting some second and third opportunities. And now Aaron Walker goes to the free throw line here for the Warriors. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Free throw is up there. It's good. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Walker had 10 points in their opening round win over Norfolk Catholic the other day. And she came back with 5 yesterday in the semifinal win over Minden. The Warriors now leading by the score of 37-33. Hancock is back into the ball game now. Morgan Hancock for the Warriors. Aaron Walker at the free throw line. Shot is up there. She drains another free throw. And now the Warriors have a 5-point lead again, 38-33. Here comes Libby Kissinger with the ball now. Kissinger on the dribble for St. Cecilia. Warriors still in a man-to-man defense. Lexi Schmidt, free throw line extended right side. Cross-court pass goes to Cherise Farmer. Cherise thinks about the three, passes it up. Goes to Abby Jackson now, back to Cherise. Rather to Libby Kissinger. Dribbles behind her back. Libby drives it into the lane. Jump pass out to Abby Jackson. Jackson looking to penetrate. Moves it down to the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. The shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul's going to be called. Abby Jackson finds a little seam in the defense, takes the ball in the hole there, and a foul is going to be called here on the Warriors. And Jackson will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Hancock. That's going to be her first. Jackson to the line. She's got 2 3-pointers, 6 points in the ball game. She is 3 out of 6 from the line. Actually, 5 out of 6 from the line during the state tournament, and she hits her first shot here. Tessa Kalupa coming back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. 38-34, the Warriors have a 4-point lead. Abby Jackson toes the mark. Second shot is up there. Good. 38-35, the Hawkettes back within 3 points. Here comes Sadie Murn with the ball now, picked up there by Cherise Farmer. Right at the 10-second line, Murn comes over here to a Maddie Murn, dribbles the ball back out here, gives it to Sadie. Sadie holding the ball high above her head on the high post to get it to O'Brien. Back to the left side on the wing. Murn shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good by Walker. And the rebound brought down by Lexi Schmidt. Gets the ball ahead to Cherise Farmer. Here come the Hawkettes. Farmer goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked and a foul is going to be called. The State Cecilia again will go to the free throw line with Cherise Farmer. A foul is called here on the Wahoo. So going to the free throw line will be Farmer. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Wahoo. St. Cecilia with 2 team fouls here in the second half. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Cherise Farmer. She'll get one more. Farmer 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She is 5 out of 11 for the state tournament. So Cherise Farmer will have one more. The Hawkettes are trailing by 3. Next shot is up there. It's good. She rattles that baby home. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Chanel Farmer. So Farmer comes in, going out is going to be Libby Kissinger. 38-36, Wahoo, the top-seeded team here in Class C1 with the advantage over third-seeded St. Cecilia. Warriors have the basketball. Sadie Murn holds the ball. Murn takes it to the right sideline. That's Sydney Hancock with it now. Comes back out to Murn. Murn dribbling with the ball. Comes over here to Maddie Murn. Maddie brings it back to Sadie on the deep wing, right side. Entry pass to O'Brien. Takes it down to the baseline to Hancock. Back out to O'Brien. Her pass deflected, picked up by Murn. Down in the corner again to Hancock. Dribbles inside, puts up a shot off the glass and scores. Sydney Hancock hits the field goal there. She's got 2 points in the ball game. That's her first field goal of the contest. 40-36. Wahoo now with a 4-point lead. Here's a Chanel Farmer with the ball. Chanel dribbling into the left side. Stops, reverses the ball, gets it here to the top of the key. Tessa Kalupa. Now to Cherise Farmer. Lobs it inside to Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt scores. That's her third field goal. She's got 8 points in the ball game. John Kyle wants to call a timeout. A timeout with 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. This will be a 60-second timeout. It's Wahoo 40, Hastings St. Cecilia 38.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
A shot for Wahoo that would not go. St. Cecilia's got it back. 40-38. The Hawkettes trailing by 2 points. Here's a shot by Lexi Schmidt. She hits it. Lexi Schmidt from the elbow on the right side hits her fourth field goal of the ball game, and St. Cecilia's come back to tie things up at 40 points apiece. Pressure by the Hawkettes and a traveling violation. Traveling violation here in backcourt on Wahoo as St. Cecilia was applying the pressure back here. That's only the fifth turnover on the Warriors here in the basketball game tonight. St. Cecilia will inbound off of the far sideline. 26 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 40, Wahoo 40. Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Farmer gets it in now to Cherise Farmer. Cherise dribbling the ball to the top of the key. Wahoo in a man-to-man defense. St. Cecilia will spread the floor here and they'll go for the final shot of the third quarter trying to grab the lead. We're down to 14 seconds to play. Cherise Farmer dribbling with the ball. Cherise gives it up. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson gets away from Byrne. Abby with the ball. And now she has it swatted away. Goes out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will play things in. The quick hands there of a Sadie Byrne. Tips the ball away from Jackson of St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer will play things in. Run right in front of the Hawkhead bunch with 4.7 seconds to play. Now we got a substitute coming in there. Down to the scorer's table and into the ball game now is going to be O'Brien. Byrne checks out. 4.7 seconds to play in the third. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. St. Cecilia will inbound. Chanel Farmer looking to get it in. Does the Lexi Schmidt back to Farmer from three in the corner. Shot no good. Rebound Jackson. Follow shot no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. We were tied up at halftime. We're still tied up after three. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 40. Wahoo 40. Back in 1 minute.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Well, nothing's been decided yet. You're in the Class C1 state championship ballgame. Again, Governor Dave Heineman on board amongst the fans here tonight at the Sports Center, along with Lieutenant Governor Rick Sheehy, cheering on their respective hometowns here in this Class C1 state championship. 8 minutes to decide this, baby. St. Cecilia will have the opening possession of the fourth quarter. Here's Cherise Farmer with the ball. Cherise, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt right at the free throw line, hands the ball away to Cherise, drives it down the lane, now to Caitlin Ernst. The Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line to Chanel Farmer, dribbles the ball to the basket and scores! Chanel Farmer now with 7 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawkettes 42 and Wahoo 40. Girls High School basketball action here tonight from the state tournament. Here's the Aaron Walker. Aaron Walker gives it up now. Byrne has got the ball. Back out to Sadie Byrne. Out here in 3 point territory. Picked up by Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia with a 2 point lead. We're in the fourth quarter. Right sideline. Maddie Byrne with the ball. Top of the key. Sadie Byrne. Sadie backs out of there. Picked up by Chanel Farmer. Wahoo trying to attack the St. Cecilia defense. It's been pretty good here tonight. Sadie Byrne comes across the top. Maddie Byrne holds it. Maddie comes to a Caleb Bennett, dribbles the ball into the lane, down in the corner. Here's a shot taken. It's good. Just inside the ring. That's going to be Aaron Walker hitting the jumper there for Wahoo. She's got 7 points in the ballgame, and now we're tied up at 42 points apiece. We're in the fourth quarter here tonight. Lexi Schmidt with the ball. Lexi goes to a Caitlin Ernst. Ernst right at the elbow, left side of the lane, comes back to Chanel, drives the ball into the paint. Her off-balance shot, good. Chanel Farmer scores again. She's got 9 points in the ball game. The Hawkettes now have a two-point advantage. It is 44 to 42. We're in the fourth quarter. Here's Aaron Walker with the ball, hands it away to Byrne, drives the ball now against Jackson, goes over to Walker for three, shots an air ball. Rebound down loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Libby Kissinger. Also checking in is going to be Morgan Nicola. Ernst will check out, and Cherise Farmer will check out. 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play in regulation. St. Cecilia 44 and Wahoo 42. Here's a steal in backcourt. The ball is loose, and it's going to be picked up now by the Hawkettes. Wahoo got the steal, but they threw the ball away themselves. Six turnovers now on Wahoo, seven on St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Entry pass again to Schmidt. Dumps the ball down low. Nicola comes across the lane to Farmer, and she lays it in. Nice pass there by Morgan Nicola. She gets the assist. Chanel Farmer gets the field goal, and the Hawkettes have a four-point lead, 46-42. Here's a Maddie Byrne with the ball down here in the corner on the left side. Comes out on top to Aaron Walker. Walker sends the ball inside to Bennett. Dumps the ball away on the right side. Here's a shot going to be blocked down. Rodall has a shot blocked down, and the ball is going to be picked out of there by St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson with it now. Jackson gets it to Lexi Schmidt. Ahead to Nicklin, now to Schmidt, and the laner shot's going to be no good. Partially deflected. Lexi picks it back up, and she's fouling the play. St. Cecilia has got a four-point lead, 46-42. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for the Hawkettes. And now Lexi Schmidt goes to the free throw line. We're down to 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the basketball game. St. Cecilia trying to win their fourth state championship in the history of the school in girls basketball. Lexi Schmidt to the free throw line. Dips and knees. Shot is up there. It's good. Lexi will have one more. And now Wahoo wants to call a timeout. And St. Cecilia has opened up a five-point lead. Can you believe this? St. Cecilia, 5 minutes and 31 seconds away from winning the state championship. We got a long way to go. St. Cecilia, 47, Wahoo, 42.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Jumped on the Hawkettes, got up to a 10-2 lead. I don't think anybody's had more than a five-point lead in this ballgame. And right now it's sitting at 5 points, 46-42. There's a sign behind the Hawkettes basket right now. Believe. That's all it says is believe. Lexi Schmidt back to the free throw line. 47-42, Hawkettes with a five-point lead. Lexi shot up there, good. Schmidt has got 12 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by the biggest margin they have all night, 48-42. There's a Caleb Bennett with the ball now for Wahoo. Dribbles with the ball, takes it to the right sideline. Maddie Byrne holds it high above her head. Maddie comes out on top, gets it to Sadie Byrne. Picked up out there by Chanel Farmer. Sadie Byrne drives the ball. Here's a shot from the wing, three-pointer, good. Sadie Byrne hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's been averaging 17 on the season, 48-45. Here's a shot by Chanel Farmer. She banks one home. Chanel Farmer banks one home for St. Cecilia. She's got 13. And the Hawkettes now lead by 5 points. It is 50-45 with 4:50 to play in the state championship ball game for the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here's Wahoo with the ball. Bennett has got it. Comes out between the rings to Brodahl. Drives the ball all the way to the basket. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Emily Brodahl takes it to the hole there for Wahoo, and now she will step to the free throw line. She was fouled in a play by Morgan Nicklin. That's going to be her third. Emily Brodahl to the line here for Wahoo. She has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. Has not been to the line so far. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Wahoo now from the free throw line, hitting 9 out of 14. St. Cecilia, 11 out of 16 from the stripe. Emily Brodahl. We'll have one more free throw here. St. Cecilia's got a five-point lead, 50-45 with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Next one, rims off, no good. Rebound, Lexi Schmidt. Lexi's got it for St. Cecilia, now to Abby Jackson. Abby into the forecourt, thought about the three, passed it up. Comes out on top now. That's Tessa Kalupa. Tessa moves to her right on the dribble, lobs it down low. That's Lexi Schmidt, goes for the basket. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Lexi Schmidt's having a good ball game. She's got 12 points in the contest, but he's just working hard down low here for the Hawkettes. The foul goes on Wahoo. Lexi Schmidt to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. 4 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. 5 out of 5 for the state tournament. And her next shot is up there is good. Lexi's now hit 6 free throws straight here in the state tournament. 5 out of 5 so far tonight. 13 points in the ball game for the Hawkettes. Next shot is up there. Rims off, no good. We jinxed her. And the rebound comes down to Wahoo. So St. Cecilia's got a six-point lead, 51-45. Wahoo with the ball. Here's a Murn, throws up a three, shot rims off, no good. Rebound Schmidt for St. Cecilia. Lexi with the ball, dumps it away and out of Cherise Farmer. Cherise back on the attack for the Hawkettes. Down in the corner, they get the ball to Chanel, dribbles inside, puts up a shot and scores. Chanel Farmer now with 15, and the Hawkettes have an eight-point lead, 53-45. down to 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Sadie Byrne has got the ball. Sadie out on the wing. Aaron Walker for three. That shot is short. Rebound, Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson has got it now for St. Cecilia. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball coming over here right in front of us and getting up, sliding under the press row with Sadie Byrne. Right to Eric Boudaris' feet down here on press row. And we got a timeout called here. A timeout called with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 53, Wahoo 45.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being...
Coverage of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament being brought to you in part by Seth Johnson. He's your Channel Seed dealer. He's located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table at a backyard barbecue in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. And best of luck to all the athletes in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. What a basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia, 3 minutes and 40 seconds away from winning their fourth state championship in the school's history in girls basketball. Of course, the boys team has had so much success over the past couple of years, and now the Hawkettes trying to pull off the unbelievable here, the Cinderella story, really, of the girls state tournament. The Hawkettes with the lead, 53-45 over Wahoo. We're in the fourth quarter, and now Wahoo will go into the attack mode. St. Cecilia with the ball. Sharice Farmer comes over here to Abby Jackson inside to Lexi Schmidt. Gives it up now to Abby Jackson down in the corner. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Hands it away to Sharice Farmer. Sharice dribbling with the ball. Now to Chanel. St. Cecilia maybe running some clock here. Down to 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Now a foul is going to be called. Sadie Byrne picks up the foul for Wahoo. St. Cecilia has done this in each of the two previous games here in the state tournament. Hopefully it's not too soon. We still got 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. They're going to force Wahoo to foul. That's their seventh team foul. So St. Cecilia is in the bonus situation. Chanel Farmer to the free throw line. She has not been there tonight, but she's got 15 points in the ball game. Her free throw is good. She has hit her last five field goal opportunities here in this one. Now she adds a free throw. Chanel Farmer with 16 points in the basketball game. Here comes the next one. It's up. It is no good. And a rebound loose on the baseline. It's going to be retrieved here by Wahoo. So St. Cecilia's got a 9-point lead. 54-45. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. Now with 3:03 to play. We're in the fourth quarter. Here's a Byrne with the ball for a three. Shot good. Sadie Byrne throws up her second three ball. She's now got 8 points, and Wahoo is back within six. Only a two-possession ball game. Here's Sharice Farmer. Gets away. Takes it down to the baseline to Nikla. Outside to Chanel. And shot good again. Chanel Farmer has hit six field goals in a row now. As Chanel Farmer hits a long-range two, she's got 18 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by eight. 56-48. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. There's a three-pointer from the far sideline. No good by Bennett. Rebounded here by Byrne. Comes out on top. Now to Sadie Byrne. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's good. Sadie Byrne taking over now for Wahoo. She's got 10 points. The Hawkettes need to match these baskets down here. Here's Chanel Farmer. Throws up another shot and hits another one. Chanel Farmer hits another field goal. She's got 20 in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by eight. 58-50 is the score. Here's Sadie Byrne with the ball to the right sideline to Bennett. Back out to Byrne. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the state championship ball game. A three-pointer up and in. Sadie Byrne and Chanel Farmer going end-to-end, and now we have got a turnover in St. Cecilia. They try to inbound the ball, and it ricochets off of the glass back here in backcourt, so a turnover on the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia a minute and 53 seconds away from winning in this basketball game, but now a turnover down here. It's just a five-point ball game, 58-53. Chanel Farmer and Sadie Byrne, it's like a heavyweight championship fight. And now we got a timeout from John Kyle. A minute and 53 seconds to play in the basketball game. We've got a one-minute timeout. St. Cecilia, 58. Wahoo, 53.
age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
To play here in the basketball game, Hastings St. Cecilia leading Wahoo 58-53. John Kyle has called the timeout here after St. Cecilia turns the ball away. Chanel Farmer, the ball game is 9 out of 14. 9 out of 14 from the field, 1 out of 3 on three-pointers. And Chanel Farmer is leading the way. She has got 20 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia trying to pull off the upset over the top-seeded Wahoo Warriors here in this Class C1 state championship ball game. A minute and 53 seconds to play. 58-53 is the score. As Wahoo is getting ready to inbound the ball. All right, Aaron Walker had to change jerseys. He's now going to wear 35. They just made the announcement here at the Sports Center. That's a change for Wahoo. Had some blood on the uniform. Here's Hancock driving down the left side of the lane, and it's going to be a personal foul called here. A personal foul is called here on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Hawkeyes. So St. Cecilia's got a couple of fouls here. The waist down the stretch, 58-53. Here's a Murn with the ball. Murn works against Abby Jackson out here. Behind his screen, sends it to the right sideline. Maddie Murn now. Maddie moves to her right. And now comes out to the top of the key. Drops it down to the free throw line to Hancock. She drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of... But now they're going to give the ball to Wahoo. It was possession arrow was pointing in favor of the Warriors anyway, so Wahoo will play things in underneath their own basket here to the left side. Caleb Bennett will inbound the ball, gets it out to the top of the key. Maddie Murn, her pass is going to be deflected. It's loose. The scramble is on, picked up by Hancock, fighting her way to the basket and a traveling violation. Hancock came up with it. She was fighting her way toward the basket, and she's called for the traveling violation. 58-53. Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead. We have got a minute and 25 seconds to play here in this one. Libby Kissinger comes into the ball game now for, let's see, Tessa Kalupa is going to come to the bench. Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball. Abby Jackson has got it. Abby out racing the defense on the fly all the way down the floor. Her layup, it's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there and is picked up by Byrne. Byrne working with the ball in backcourt, weaves her way up the floor, dribbles behind her back, drives it down the right side of the lane, goes down in the corner now. Byrne gets the ball back. A minute, 8 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Sadie Murn drives to the hole. Offensive foul is called on Sadie Murn. Libby Kissinger takes the hit there for St. Cecilia. Sadie Murn is hit with an offensive charge. That's her third. 58-53. Hastings St. Cecilia 63 seconds away from winning the state championship here in Lincoln. Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball, and she throws it to the far sideline. She throws it out of bounds. Trying to get it to Cerise Farmer. She was covered up. And the ball goes trickling out of bounds into the Wahoo Warrior bench. So Wahoo will play things in a minute and 2 seconds to play. St. Cecilia 58, Wahoo 53. Wahoo will play things in. That's a Murn with the ball. Jackson goes for the steal and can't get there. Hancock has got it now to Murn. The Maddie Murn. Here's Hancock open for 17. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Cerise Farmer. The foul is going to be called. So Hancock was open from about 17 feet away, just to the left of the lane here. Could not connect. St. Cecilia is then fouled on the rebound. And now the Hawkettes will go to the free throw line. 51 seconds to play. St. Cecilia leading by 5 points, 58-53. Wahoo wants to call a timeout. This is a one-minute timeout, 51 seconds to play. St. Cecilia 58, Wahoo 53.
We believe you deserve the best.
That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
1.6 seconds to play in the Class C1 state championship ball game. Charisse Farmer to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Charisse has got 9 points in the basketball game. Her shot is up there. Good. Got to hit these free throws down the stretch. Farmer is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 10 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 6, 59-53. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. It's a two-possession ball game. Wahoo's got the ball. Murn comes back with it now. Under 50 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's a three-pointer. Maddie Murn shot good. A three-pointer by Maddie Murn. She has now got 19 in the ball game. It's a three-point ball game, 59-56. 37 seconds to play. Chanel Farmer being attacked. The ball knocked loose, picked up by Charisse Farmer. Charisse has got the ball. Dribbling out here, gets away. And a foul is going to be called on Murn. Second foul on Murn. That's going to be the 10th team foul now on Wahoo. So St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. Going to the line will be Charisse Farmer. She is 4 out of 6 so far tonight. For the state tournament, she is 7 out of 14, exactly 50%. We need the free throws. Charisse looks up there. Shot good. Nothing but net for Charisse Farmer. It's now a 60-56 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 4 points. 29.1 seconds to play. Charisse Farmer at the free throw line. Dribbles, throws it up there. Shot good. Nothing but twine again for Charisse Farmer. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia hits a couple of free throws. Charisse Farmer knocks down a pair. We've got a timeout with 29.1 seconds to play. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 61, Wahoo 56.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at Yield. Leader.com.
We're back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So a team that was taken right down the wire in their sub-district championship against Grand Island Central Catholic needed to have a Crusader turnover in the final seconds of that ball game to preserve their sub-district championship. Then went and played Columbus Scotus. That ball game went to the wire. And a last-second three-pointer that did not go for the Shamrocks. Now St. Cecilia trying to complete the unbelievable task of winning the state championship. They have got a 5-point lead, 61-56. Under 20 seconds to play now. Murren drives the ball inside, kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Walker. That's going to be, did somebody foul out here in three-point territory? Yes. Libby Kissinger commits a personal foul out here in three-point territory. So now we got Aaron Walker going to the free throw line here for Wahoo. She is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll have 3 shots here for Wahoo. Her first one is up there. Good. Walker had blood on her jersey. She's now wearing 35 instead of 23. She got a patch on her chin. Evidently got to hit earlier. Aaron Walker to the free throw line now for Wahoo. Second one is up there. It's good. Cool as a cucumber for Aaron Walker. Hits a pair of free throws, and we've got ourselves a 3-point ball game. 61-58 with 17 seconds to play. What a basketball game here tonight at the Devaney Sports Center. Aaron Walker will have one more. Her third shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose here on the baseline. It's picked up by St. Cecilia, and a foul is going to be called. Right in front of us, Charisse Farmer gets the offensive board there for St. Cecilia, the defensive board. And now we're going to go to the free throw line. It's going to be five personal fouls called on Sadie Byrne, and she's out of the ball game. Sadie Byrne, their second leading scorer, fouls out now with 14.9 seconds to play. And boy, talking about pressure free throws, 61-58 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead with 14.9 seconds to play. And going to the free throw line is going to be Cherise Farmer. So the three-point ace in Sadie Byrne, who's got three three-pointers so far in the ball game. She is now out with five personal fouls. We won't need the threes here if Cherise Farmer knocks these down. Shot is up there. Good. Cherise Farmer now 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. And now it's a two-possession ball game again, 62-58. We've got a timeout. The Hawkettes are 14.9 seconds away from winning the Class C1 state championship. We've got a timeout. St. Cecilia 62, Wahoo 58.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, 2 items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
14.9 seconds to play the Class C1 state championship. The St. Cecilia boys have won this thing 3 years in a row. They will gun for number 4 next week here in Lincoln. Can the St. Cecilia girls bring home the hardware? 14.9 seconds to play. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes are standing at the free throw line. The last time they won the state championship, 1979, 1 year after I graduated from high school. St. Cecilia, last state championship. The next free throw is up there. It is good by Cherise Farmer. St. Cecilia leading by 5 points, 63-58. Walker has got it. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Lexi Schmidt. She then turns the ball over, and a foul is going to be called. St. Cecilia forced the turnover. Wahoo gets it back. And now we got a foul called, and St. Cecilia out here in three-point territory. That's just the 16th foul on St. Cecilia, so no free throws. It's going to be Wahoo playing things in. That's going to be Hancock. Right in front of the scorer's table, playing it in with 8.2 seconds to play. Here's a shot by Byrne. It's going to be blocked down by Lexi Schmidt. Now we got a foul called. Lexi or Cherise Farmer got a little piece of that one, a three-point attempt from the right wing. And a foul is going to be called on Wahoo with 4.9 seconds to play. And the St. Cecilia student body section and the fans vote behind us going crazy here at the Sports Center as Cherise Farmer goes to the free throw line. 4.9 seconds to play. St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead. Cherise Farmer for 2 free throws. The first one is up there is good. Cherise Farmer is 9 out of 11 on free throws. And she has a chance to add another one right here. And now John Kyle is going to send in the rest of the squad here to get an appearance in the state tournament. Unbelievable. 1979 was the last time St. Cecilia won a state championship. This would be number 4 here. 77, 78, and 79 got to the championship ball game in 1982 and lost that particular ball game. But St. Cecilia, a team that has 4 losses this year, lost to Sandy Creek, lost to Aquinas during the regular season, came back and lost to Grand Island Central Catholic, dropped one in overtime to Sutton late in the season, went to the sub-district tournament, blew out Central City, had to hang on against Grand Island Central Catholic, had to hang on against Columbus Scotus, has put together 3 wins here at the state tournament. Next shot is up there, it is good. Cherise Farmer, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia leads 65-58. 1 second to play. A shot at the buzzer is going to be good. A three-pointer, but it's not going to make any difference. Hastings St. Cecilia wins the state championship in Class C1. Unbelievable. St. Cecilia wins the state championship over Wahoo. The final score of 65-61. Wahoo hitting a three-pointer at the buzzer, but it was all for naught, all for statistics. Hastings St. Cecilia wins their 4th state championship in girls basketball here tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Final score, St. Cecilia 65, Wahoo 61, back in 1 minute.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company.
What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. St. Cecilia wins it over Wahoo, 65-61. The Hawkettes win the state championship. And now the Hawkettes in the process of slicing the nets down here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Acing St. Cecilia in a tight basketball game here tonight. They fell behind early in this basketball game. Wahoo jumped on the Hawkettes early, got up to a 7-0 lead. St. Cecilia didn't flinch. It was like a heavyweight fight that took a couple of jabs there in the first quarter as Wahoo got up to a 10-2 advantage here in this ball game. St. Cecilia came back to pull within 2 points. At the end of one, 11-9, we were tied up at 11 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, tied up at 13. St. Cecilia had their first lead of the ball game at the 4:08 mark, at a 15-14 advantage. We were tied up at 15 and also tied up at 20 at the end of the first half, also tied up at 40 points apiece at the end of three. But St. Cecilia in the fourth quarter outscores Wahoo 25-21, and that's the final margin of victory, 65-61. The final score here tonight is St. Cecilia wins their fourth state championship in the school's history with a win over top-seeded Wahoo here in the championship ball game. We got a whole bunch of final numbers to pass along to you and a whole lot more as the celebration continues here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. You're listening to high school basketball tonight. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
All right, back here at the Sports Center, Hastings St. Cecilia wins the state championship in Class C1 as they beat Wahoo tonight by a score of 65-61. Final numbers in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia hitting 21 out of 38 from the field, 55% here tonight. St. Cecilia was 3 out of 10 on three-pointers for just 30%, but the Hawkettes knocked down 20 out of 28 free throws, and a lot of those down the stretch, 71% from the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Wahoo was 20 out of 52 from the field tonight for 38.5%. Wahoo was 10 out of 25 from three-point territory for 40%. 11 out of 18 from the free throw line, 61%. Wahoo ends up out-rebounding St. Cecilia in the ball game tonight, 30-28, including 15-6 on the offensive end. St. Cecilia had just 9 turnovers in the basketball game tonight. Wahoo had 8, a very well-played basketball game. St. Cecilia had 2 block shots and 4 steals. Wahoo had 1 block shot and 6 steals. But St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Wahoo by the score of 65-61. We'll check the scoring in the ball game for you. It was Chanel Farmer leading the way tonight. She had 20 points in the basketball game. Chanel Farmer for St. Cecilia was 9 out of 14 from the field tonight, 1 out of 3 from three-point territory, and also hit a free throw. Chanel Farmer, 20 points in the ball game. She had 15 of those in the second half. Cherise Farmer ends up with 16 points. She had 12 of those in the second half of play. Cherise hitting three two-point field goals, and she made 10 out of 12 free throws tonight. So Cherise Farmer had 16. Lexi Schmidt had 13 points and was a horse on the boards tonight for St. Cecilia. Schmidt came up with 13 points and 6 rebounds, including 5 on the defensive end. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Abby Jackson had 8 points. Morgan Nicola had 4. Caitlin Ernst had 4 points. Wahoo was led tonight by Maddie Murren. She comes up with 22 points in the basketball game. Sadie Murren had 13. She fouls out with a minute and, or actually with 14.9 seconds to play. Those were the only two girls in double figures here tonight. Aaron Walker had 9. Caleb Bennett had 7 points. Morgan Hancock had 4. Emily Brodahl had 2. Caitlin O'Brien had 2 points. And Sydney Hancock had 2. Wahoo right now accepting the runner-up trophy here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And next will be Hastings St. Cecilia. John Kyle on the floor. He'll receive a special recognition type of award from the Nebraska Schools Activities Association. Then championship medals for St. Cecilia. And then the championship trophy. It'll be the fourth one in the trophy case for girls basketball at St. Cecilia. 1979, the last time St. Cecilia came home with a state championship trophy from a state basketball tournament. Final score tonight, 65-61. The Hawkettes knock off Wahoo. Coming up next, we've got our player of the game on 1230 KHS. That'll wrap up your coverage on ESPN 1550 and also on ESPN 1460 out of Kearney. Thanks for joining us here tonight. For the folks on 1230 KHAS, stick around. We have got the player of the game coming up next and hopefully the coaches post-game show as we continue with high school basketball.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com. We'll be right back.